Cork football captain Paul Kerrigan joining us now as we look ahead to the qualifier against Mayo this Saturday evening at the Gaelic Grounds. Paul, we last spoke after the Munster final. How have things been since then?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we'd only kind of 19 days between games, so we were back fairly swift training Wednesday, kind of picked ourselves up, reviewed it and drove on. Obviously, didn't know we were playing Mayo till end of last week, so... Earlier in the week, so we're just kind of looking forward to now. I suppose, look, we're going to have to face the top teams at some stage, and you know, this is a good round, isn't it, to hopefully try to catch them.
Paul, we would have got your assessment obviously on the day, but having done your review and taking a look at the Kerry game, what way do you kind of look at that performance trying to move forward?
Yeah, well, I suppose in very simplistic terms, if we created just as much chances as Kerry, looking back at it, so we just need to, in one way, just take our chances when they come. I suppose there's been plenty of teams creating chances against Mayo, the likes of Derry and Clare and that, so hopefully when the chances come we're going to have to take them, and then on the other hand we're just going to have to bring that bit more intensity around probably the middle third, and just maybe not let them play like we probably left Kerry play. We probably did have enough bodies back, but probably stood off them a bit too much, so we can't afford that against Mayo either.
So, Paul, I imagine for training and especially as a forward, are you packing a defence there and trying to increase the intensity to practice and get more clinical?
Yeah. I suppose definitely a lot more shooting practice anyway has been done. And, working on maybe our work rate around the middle of the field, as I said, is not as if it is. We were working hard out and we had plenty of bodies back. It's just when we got back, we probably... weren't as effective as we could have been, so it's probably just about getting hands on and being a bit more physical and probably being a bit tighter as well, maybe on their key forwards, whereas maybe like so O'Donoghue and Gainey, we weren't as tight as we probably should have been on them.
Paul, I see reports today Niall is pretty much ruled out of the game this weekend, and there's a couple of other lads that, you know, we talked to that day as well about how injuries had hit you. You've suffered badly since that game with injuries.
Well, it's not as bad as last year, to be honest with you, and there's always going to be casualties, like, but yeah, Niall, I think, got a dead leg and turned out he had a bit of a strain in his quad as well, so unfortunately that rules him out, so he's probably out of contention. But like, other than that, it's everyone, like, we'll have probably, he's a Cadigan, he's come back into contention, you know, getting the fitness up and stuff like that, so you know, we have more or less a full deck. I'd say we've definitely 33, 34 probably to pick from, like, so as I said, for those hungry trying to get back in the team there, the likes of Barry O'Driscoll, John O'Rourke, Cullum, you know, all looking to get back into the team, so sure there is a good squad there. And yeah, look, I suppose we've got a good, out of all our games, even the Kerry game, we've got a good reaction out of our bench, you know, like even Donegal came on and kicks 6-7 points against Kerry, so look, if we can go toe-to-toe for 55-60 minutes and then hopefully our bench can come on and finish the job. But Barry Niall, most of those are okay, yeah.
Good, okay. You talked that day about, you know, when we talked about how hard it will be to regroup after the game, you were asking each fella to look at themselves and how badly do you want it. What sort of response have you seen to that simple question since the Munster final?
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose something kind of we... would have looked at as well again over the last couple of weeks, you know, and I suppose whether you're an old enough fella like me to be happy with your lot or a young fella like to be kind of happy maybe maybe not to get into the business in the championship, none of us want to be at that whether you're old or young, so yeah, we've probably questioned it a lot, and look, fellas have been an awful lot right, and you know, the back room and things like that, you know, like there's hours of tape there and hours of work going into us, and fellas are doing plenty off the field by themselves, so like it's for us, it's definitely about getting it out onto the field, and look, I think it'll come right one day, and I think hopefully that will be Saturday, and it was a real opportunity for us to have a good go off it.
And you know, we knew at this stage coming into the qualifiers it would be difficult opposition, and it's no less than the beaten All-Ireland finalists last year, Paul.
Yeah, I suppose I'd say if it had been provincial finalists, we probably couldn't have got a harder draw. But look, you know, we played them, I think the last time was in 2014, and it was a pretty close game. And like, we've played them in the league a couple of times since, and we've beat them, and I think they've beat us, and we've drawn them as well. So look, it has been pretty close. We've had a hard draw, but Look, I suppose hopefully, look, they're under a bit of pressure. It's probably time is running out for a lot of their fellas to get their medal, the All-Ireland medal like that they've been pushing for. So, look, hopefully if we can start well and maybe quieten their crowd and you know, that might put a bit of doubt into them. And as I said, hopefully if we're in there with in the last quarter of the game or our bench and come on and finish this and get it over the line. But it will be a tough game. We're under no illusions, but we're going to go out anyway, give a good lash into it.